the car in the background is kind of our like fingerprint now.
Yeah. Well, it's like the cars that drive by are like the third host.
Yeah. Too many podcasts are trying to eliminate that stuff.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
That's great.
Working out.
Working out?
Yeah.
Or hardly working?
I mean, time-wise, you spend a lot more time resting in between.
It's important to rest. Yeah. That's actually my favorite part.
Is the rest?
I'll rest for like 6 months straight.
You do get like the bigger gains at the beginning, so it's a great way to just always ride those early gains.
Yeah. All right, welcome to the show. I hope everyone's doing well. Back from Anton went to Greece.
Yeah.
How was Greece?
It's good.
This is Greece talk.
It's like I haven't been to a place yet where I'm like, yep, they really are out of touch with everything else going on in the world. But maybe I could go to a place like that.
Wait, they were out of touch?
No, they're not.
Like, oh.
Every time you try to escape, it's like, oh, this is just kind of like where I was before, but you speak a different language and it's a slightly different.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have more to talk about this later on in the show.
Oh.
I mean, vaguely, but...
Like, we never say the word Greece. We just kind of like dance around it.
Yeah. But vacation otherwise good?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy happened?
I think a fish bit me, but I don't know.
Was it a radioactive fish that is now giving you fish-like superpowers?
That would be cool. I'm a pretty bad swimmer, so it would be nice if I could swim better.
Wouldn't that, you know, like in Spider-Man, like, it makes him with all these superpowers, but what if you were bitten by a very, like, lame animal that doesn't do much? It actually probably hinders you more.
I mean, all animals have advantages. They've evolved to be alive today, so they, like, they must be fit for this world.
And for us to kill them at any time?
Just because we kill an animal, like, doesn't mean that it's worse off.
We have that to talk about today, too. You're just jumping around all these topics.
Animal killing? Yeah. This is going to be a weird roster.
Well, let's just jump right into what's news.
Sure.
So this was, big news this week. Big news.
Oh, we just covered my Greece thing, but you got married.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. That's pretty exciting.
I mean, it happened.
It's going to hurt our viewership now that we're both off the market.
Yeah, because everyone was like...
You don't see a lot of boy bands where every member is married.
It's true, but you don't see a lot of boy bands with guys in their 30s. I think those are just bands.
They should have that, though. Man bands.
No, you could only be 18 in a boy band.
Yeah.
I think once you're 20, they kick it. You're stopped. You go solo. That's what happened with One Direction.
They leave you and they go for the next younger boys.
They pick the hunkiest dude and they're like, you're going to have a solo career for the next 30 years. The rest of you, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. It really is just an audition.
It happened to NSYNC?
Yeah.
I don't think it happened to Backstreet Boys. It happened to One Direction?
Yep.
I can't think of any.
There's
other
always
examples.
The runner-up that tries to have the solo career,
right,
but doesn't
but
work
then
out.
It's like,
Yeah. They get like one single.
Yeah. And then they regroup without the main guy.
Yeah. And tour.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's a weird thing getting old, like, are the nostalgia acts.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in, you know, the boy bands are some of it, but like, you can kind of have a band that was mildly successful, then people forget about you for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then when your fan base is now in their 40s and have disposable incomes, you can tour again.
Yeah.
And you can just...
Do you think... How would you feel if that was you?
I feel great. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have a guaranteed income.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the same song every day.
Yeah. Only the one song.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the one we're talking about only had one song. Yeah. If you had more than one, you probably would have been playing for a long time.
It's true.
Well, anyways, this week in the news, Hank the Tank is a bear behind 21 home invasions. He was recently captured near Lake Tahoe.
He's like orchestrating these?
He's been accused of 152 reports of conflicted behavior, including 28 home break-ins. They referred to him as Hank the Tank. And I guess he was mildly viral on the internet with all the kids.
Why Hank the Tank?
He's just a huge bear.
All bears are big.
Yeah, I guess good point.
Is he like larger than the average bear?
I don't know. They call it Bear 64F. But, so what? This bear's running around town.
Yeah.
Causing a ruckus.
Yep.
This brings me to what I think about all the time with animals. I don't think about it all the time.
I'm really curious what you think about all the time.
Should animals be held responsible for people crimes?
Like if an animal...
Like did a
tax evasion or something.
Yeah, tax evasion. Because he broke into a home.
Yeah.
But like we're going into the woods all the time, so...
I was thinking about this the other day.
Are they going to hold us responsible for their bear crimes?
Everybody's telling you to kill these lantern flies because they destroy environments. I love
killing them.
But what animal is the most disruptive to the environment?
Us.
Humans.
Right.
I kill a human. You don't see me being paraded around.
There's the six companies that run everything. They've probably killed way more trees than all the lantern flies combined.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So,
but lantern flies don't make cool phones. If they did,
that's true. If lantern flies made a phone that I use like 15 hours a day, I wouldn't step on it.
Yeah. Hopefully they're listening to this. Getting ideas.
But I do step on lantern flies when I see them. And then I go, I'm doing my part. We only have, 20 trees here.
Yeah. Well, that's because, again, us.
Us, yeah. We're a big problem with that.
Yeah.
All right. Now I feel bad for killing all these lantern flies.
I think, humans are really bad for the environment.
Yeah.
But the question is, should animals be held responsible for human crimes?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the big question.
Right. Because the bear doesn't know.
Yeah. He's just like...
The bear's just being a bear.
What's this weird cave?
Like, what's... Can I go in here? Is this for me? I don't know how to read signs, but I don't see one.
I mean... It's... We don't... If an animal does anything even slightly annoying to a human, we get rid of it.
Yeah. You don't even have to be annoying. You could just be delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll set up factories and just slaughter them.
Yeah. And we don't have to think about it because we already labeled them as different.
And then we'll inject a bunch of hormones to make them juicier.
Scientists round the clock trying to figure out how to make you taste better.
No, but this bear broke in my house once.
Yeah. But we gave it cute nickname, and he probably is actually more likely to survive or did they exterminate Hank the Tank?
Let me just see what... I actually didn't read that part.
If you want to survive, you got to get a fun nickname like Harambe.
They put a collar on him to track him.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, I guess if he was going to head towards people, they would know, and then they'd
They're like, hey, this bear keeps breaking into houses.
They tried really hard. I mean, you got to give them credit. They did try to, not...
Talk to him?
Yeah, hey, come on. Stop breaking into people's houses.
If you don't stop, we're going to put a collar on you. It's the best we can come up with.
The bear also ate a 2-gallon tub of ice cream from someone's trash can.
It's probably nothing to a bear.
But if your 2-gallon tubs of ice cream was already in the trash can, what's the problem?
People don't like even when you go through their trash.
Well, you know, I used to be a garbage man.
That they're okay with.
Yeah.
If it's considered normal, you're okay with it. It's when it's not normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But once the can hits the curb, it belongs to the city.
We covered that in a previous episode.
Did we really?
Yeah, the serial killer.
Oh, that's right. Well, the bear should have known.
Yeah. Wait till it's garbage and on the sidewalk.
Yeah. No, the I mean, the only thing they're doing now, like, they're not gonna, they let the bear go. It's a bear, and they don't want to kill it
because it's got a nickname,
Hank the Tank. Yeah. They've humanized it.
With once a human it's name. Humanized, it's in the club.
Yeah,
and it's not going anywhere.
Can't do anything.
If somebody shoots that bear, that person is the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we gave it a nickname.
Yep. Now it just kind of now everyone's just hit, like, hey, secure trash cans
because we're not going to do anything but put a collar on it and let you maybe make an app.
Yeah.
Hank tracker. Tank tracker.
Did I talk about my bear sighting on the podcast?
I don't know.
I was
I listened to all of them
camping so with my dad once. And we were playing mini golf on this cool, it was a mini golf course, but it was on actual grass. It wasn't like a thing.
Oh, wow.
It was like hard to accomplish. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of cool. And then we were golfing, and then we look across the street, and there's a bear in a dumpster. And
like a living
from my
bear.
From my childhood, I'm like thinking, like, my memory of this was like, oh, what a cool bear. Like, that's so cool. We got to see a bear.
Yeah.
But then, like, my dad, like, as I, like, recently was like, oh, no, that bear was, like, going to head towards us. But then a car came and, like, honked at it and it ran away. I thought he was going to come after us. Like,
was it a brown bear?
No, it was a black bear.
Yeah, black bears. They're usually pretty peaceful and won't hurt you unless they're rabid.
Yeah, I don't know. No, apparently it was a scary situation. I just didn't realize it.
Oh. You're like, oh, it's coming toward us, Dad.
That's so cool.
Do you think he's going to give us a high five? How old were you?
I don't think I was that young. I think I might have been between 10 and 13. But anyways, have you ever seen a bear?
Not in real life, never.
Well, anyways, Hank the Tank. Hope you're out there staying strong.
Is Hank the Tank a black bear?
I think so.
Yeah, people like black bears. Hank the Tank was a grizzly bear. I don't think people would be so
keen on
him. Yeah,
he looks friendly. He's a good guy. He's a good boy. All right. Let's move on. I heard from someone recently that you really like science.
Oh, yeah? I like to think I like science.
And that happened 10 minutes ago when you told me directly.
Yeah, you said, I can't think of anything for this episode. Anything you want to talk about? And I just flashed back to the article I read this morning that had the word science in it.
Well, this is science talk. Oh. But it's also, feel free to chime in on these topics of any
finally,
possible way.
Permission.
We could use this science and how humans will ruin it.
Humans will ruin science?
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
First one.
Ooh, I like this.
Many frogs have been discovered to glow in blue light.
Yeah.
In this eerie language. Biofluorescent frogs.
Eerie language?
They consider it a language within the frogs.
Oh, to glow like they
they're communicating with each other.
Can they control the glow?
That's what they're like trying to research.
Oh.
Or if it's just like natural bio.
Wait, what makes them glow? Blue light?
Yeah. They emit like a faint green or orange glow.
Yeah.
I guess it might look blue at sometimes. They surveyed hundreds of frogs in South Africa. So they must have sent like
door to door.
Yeah, they went door to door to these frogs. It was like, hey, we gotta find out why you're glowing. The scientist says it's a reminder to check our own perceptions as humans.
Oh, like
that, how we read and understand it.
Yeah, that there's like this whole other avenue for communication that we can't perceive. Yeah. So we're blind to it and we don't even realize this, that frogs are communicating in a very complex way.
Yeah. So now that we're talking about this, let's say it becomes, we find this language within an ant. Like, I don't think, I mean, there are animals that communicate with each other. But like, what if we
I
do.
I know two.
What two?
You and me.
Yeah. But let's say there's like, it's like a crazy, how do you think mankind will ruin this?
One, right off the bat, that we're putting the word, throwing the word language around.
Yeah.
Because we found that frogs glow when we put light on them. Like, how did we jump to that conclusion?
And then we're going to start selling glowing frogs?
Well, like, there's a lot of anthropomorphism that happens where, like, we take the things that we do and then we, like, say animals do it, too. I get communication is a really broad topic anyway. Like, everything's communication. Like, if I, like, I don't know, throw a napkin on the ground, you seeing it communicates something to you.
That's true. It's your perception of how actions are a language to
say. Yeah, anything that you're going to pick up on is a kind of communication, I would say.
Sometimes, yeah, like when I see like your face, I just think it's a threat.
Most of the time it is.
But yeah.
How are you getting at, like, how would people ruin this by...
Well, no, like let's say we discover, like, as you know, we advance and we find that more species do have a language and we're able to understand that. And then soon enough, what if we ever communicate with an animal?
I think that we are already. Like, okay. I don't... How do we learn how to speak?
I think, like, you know, our parents read us books.
Or maybe here's another way. There are already examples in the world of someone communicating in a way that's different from you. Like, early in the days when, like, explorers were going around and crossing the boundary of, like, these cultures developed in isolation for many thousands of years, and then all of a sudden they meet each other and they don't speak the same words. So how do we figure out how to bridge that gap? And we use things that are shared, like pointing, probably.
Yeah, point to food in our mouths.
Yeah.
And then you're hungry.
So we're already doing that with animals, in my opinion.
I guess you're right.
And we do
communicate with dogs.
The dog wasn't like, hey, I speak by glowing in a way that you don't know. Like, they didn't like highlight that to
what
us.
What if they did?
They did, and they just keep telling. That's like all they talk about.
Yeah,
we just don't.
I mean, what
it.
Dogs have, even like an adult, like dog, like a full-grown dog.
Yeah,
is like the intelligence of a 2-year-old, right?
Oh, probably
something like that.
This seems plausible. I don't know how you compare those.
Yeah,
like intelligence is another like thing that's we treat it as a linear thing, but I because you can make it linear, but I don't think that's a good way to do it.
That's a good point. Yeah, all right.
How are we gonna ruin it? By interpreting it in a weird way. And like, first off, we always think that everything has a reason.
Yeah,
I think that that's a really poor way of looking at things, and probably part of the problem that people have with evolution is you think that everything that we have in our bodies evolved in this way in a very specific way.
Yeah.
But really, it's if it wasn't detrimental, then you still have it. So if an accident happened and all of a sudden we have like little curly eyebrows or something like that.
Yeah.
If people still want to mate with you and it doesn't cause you to get eaten by bears, then you'll keep it around and it will just be there, and we'll think, oh, the curly eyebrows are important because they do this thing. But no, it just accidentally happened, and it wasn't detrimental, so it stuck around.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that maybe that's what's happening with the frog glow. That's my, until proven otherwise, that's my case.
All right. I believe that.
Are there other cases here?
No. Well, there's another topic.
Oh.
Thermal cloaks.
Like blankets? Is that?
Yeah. New thermal cloak keeps spaces from getting too hot or too cold. It could reduce the need for heating and cooling systems that emit greenhouse gases. Oh. Researchers have created a prototype of this fabric that acts as a thermal cloak to limit temperature changes in the space below it. That means the cloak has the potential to cut the energy used for heating and cooling. Cool. Which could be really cool, which we do a little.
Literally.
Like, yeah. Because, like, what do runners, you know, when they put, like, the tinfoil on them?
Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to cool them?
I thought it was to keep their secrets from getting to the government.
Oh.
Because you right. think a lot better after exercise.
Right.
You run a marathon, you probably think the best you ever
You
thought.
Got all the good ideas that yeah. you can't let out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is to keep your body temperature or something like that.
Yeah, and there's, like, instances in, like, you know, like Antarctica or something where like they have like that fabric that's supposed to warm you up really easily, I think. But like if this is a whole new material that we use.
Yeah.
That could do whatever. What do you think it's going to be used for?
The holy grail of like heating and cooling, in my opinion, or anything on that scale is isolation. Mm-hmm. Like there's all with heating stuff is always like spilling out and causing other things to be hot and stuff. So maybe I don't know about this, but yeah, it could be great for heating and cooling, but it also could be good for isolating
yeah
things. Well,
I mean, we're gonna need it when the earth gets really warm.
Yeah, why don't we just put it around the earth?
Keep it cool.
Get the temperature we like. Wrap the earth in it. We don't even need the sun anymore. Yeah.
We fixed it.
And then we just live in darkness.
Yeah. What would you use it for?
I mean, heating and cooling sounds like a good application. My car air conditioner doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. I'd get a little piece. I'd cut it out. I'd put it in the windshield of my car to keep it really cool.
Wow. That's genius.
I wish they made something like that.
Yeah. I don't understand. This material doesn't seem that revolutionary. It seems like we already have materials that do this. Does it just do it better?
I guess. It's better enough to... well, they did it warrant like... It's more extreme. Like, they tested it on... They, like, completely wrapped, like, an electric vehicle. And they measured, like, the internal motor temperature.
Oh. And
apparently, that's what, like, it didn't radiate the heat out. Like, contained it.
So, it's like, because heat builds on itself, too. So, it Compound. Must allow it to dissipate but not affect the things around
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And there's no, like, it doesn't have to be, there's no electricity needed for it. It's just a material.
Just kills energy.
Yeah.
Can't be created or destroyed. It just... They send it through a wormhole somewhere else with mm-hmm. this fabric that's magical.
Yep. Speaking of wormholes.
Wow. Really? That's segueing to that?
Maybe. the Hubble Space Telescope captured NGC 6652, a global cluster containing some of the oldest stars in our galaxy.
Oh.
Guess how many light years away from there were?
Billion. No.
30,000 light years away.
30,000. Okay, that's pretty far.
They look cool. That's all I have to say about it.
What, these
stars? Yeah.
Do you think you're looking at something that's actually light or some other, like, computer rendering of some data that they got.
I feel like it has to be computer rendered because it's like, what are you really looking at?
Yeah. I guess that you could say that about anything. Like when you look at a photo on film, like it's interpreted through the film.
It's the celluloid. It's the chemicals that are like burning.
Yeah. And then your retinas are all different.
Yeah. But even... It might, like, if I'm wearing glasses, am I seeing an accurate portrayal of the Earth in front of me?
No, because all the ads they put in there.
Oh, you're right. There's really no way to ruin anything with this unless we get cameras that are so crazy that, you know, we can see anything from any far away.
So this is Hubble?
Yeah.
That's an old telescope.
I guess they keep going. They got it going.
Because they got that new one. The Webb, James Webb telescope?
Yeah, this isn't that. Thought to be 13.6 billion years old.
The stars?
Mm-hmm.
How old's the universe?
Like, I don't remember.
The theory right now.
I don't know.
When do you, would you say, what's that threshold from not a star to a star?
Does it have to, like, explode?
Yeah, it's probably got to be running.
Yeah.
It's got to be on.
It's got to be on. Once it switches on, it's a star.
Like, instantly?
Isn't it just gas and, like...
Yeah, it's like plasma because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's just constant fusion bomb explosions.
It's crazy how old they are.
Yeah.
And then we're only seeing it. We're seeing time travel.
Yeah.
Because we're not really seeing it.
Yeah, they might not
even be. Seeing the light from it.
They might not exist anymore.
It's dead by the time the light reaches us.
Yeah.
Whew.
It's like when you watch a TV show from the 30s. By the time it got to you, everybody
was
dead.
By the time I got around to watching it, everyone was dead. All right, this is the end of science talk. It's making me really depressed. All right, we're going to end it with a little game. It's debate time.
You know what that sound means?
That sound of a guy going really fast down the highway outside my apartment, that means it's debate time. This is this or that. There's going to be four questions. The fourth one, though, has five parts to it.
Oh, okay. So it's nine questions.
I got a little theme of summertime / time.
Okay. Quite the mix.
Yep. So the first one, amusement park or water park?
Which do I prefer?
Which is better? It's not what you prefer. It's what you are stating as a definitive fact is better.
I think both of them are lacking.
That's not an answer. You got to pick one or the other. It's this or that. That's the name of the game.
I like the water park. There's less, like...
No, you don't like the water park. You got to tell me which one's better.
Oh. Water parks are better.
All right. I agree with that. You're right.
Okay.
I have a limited data gathered on this that proves you right. Because I went to an amusement park and then I went to a water park last weekend, and we had more fun at the water park.
Yeah, would you use ticket sales as the way to assess which one's better?
No, because people off the bat go to the amusement park because they're not getting wet.
Mm.
And then there's more rides and stuff. And also, water park's a little gross.
Yeah.
The one I went to was pretty nice.
I saw some headline about some kid who was trapped underwater for 8 minutes at some water park thing.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
So he died?
I would think.
I don't think you can
But hold it didn't your breath catch my attention enough to click on it.
that you didn't want to find out what happened.
No. I'm not falling for that stuff.
Fair enough.
They know what they're doing, and I'm not going into that.
Yeah. The next one is something, because I had a little insight on that first one. You have a little insight on this next one, because you just came back from vacation. Staycation or vacation, which one's better? And now this is tough, because you live in a really cool city that has everything.
Yeah.
This is, we live in a place where it's people's vacations.
It is. We don't go to those places.
No, no. We would never go. Wait, I thought we were going to go get lunch at the Olive Garden in Times Square.
Yeah. Every weekend we go Bubblegum to Times Factory. Square. Once we're done at the Met and looking at the Statue of Liberty. I think that vacation doesn't have to be expensive. But I always feel better in the long run afterward.
After a vacation?
Yeah. Staycation, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in and out.
Right, because you just had a week off.
Yeah.
Which is a staycation. Literally like a week after you just had a vacation.
There was a week in the middle.
Yeah. Well, you need a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
So you have the perfect insight to this.
Yeah, I mean, the vacation
felt better.
It felt better. I have memories from it. I don't remember like any staycation ever.
That's true. I do love a good staycation, just time off to just get stuff done around the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right. I think what is the best is the change of scenery.
Yep.
And it's like a like you're mixing up your life, your you know.
Yeah.
You're experiencing something new.
I have this quote that I've been kicking around.
No, you can kick around. You can test it.
Variety is the spice of life.
That's a pretty deep quote.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that?
I did.
Wow. That's cool.
Because I was having some pepper. And it made
you wanted more pepper?
Feel better. Yeah. Well, you don't want too much spice.
Yeah. Because excess is not the spice of life.
No, because at a certain point it becomes the meal, and then all you're eating is spice.
Right. You don't want just spice for a meal. You need to have what you're putting it on.
And that's the thing about spice is it only works in relation to the meal.
Yeah.
It needs the meal. It's the duality of spice.
Mm-hmm. The yin and the yang.
Yeah. You need a boring life in order to spice it up.
That's true. Because otherwise, I mean, it's just like anything. You need to feel sad sometimes so you can enjoy how to feel happy.
Yeah.
And you need the other way around, too.
Yep.
You need bad things to happen so you're not just living on a cloud.
That's why I put my password and my bank credentials on Post-its, and I'll just leave it around town sometimes.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yep. And it really ruins things, but makes life better.
Because of all the arguments you and your wife get into.
Why do you keep doing this?
All right. Now, those were the kind of vacation-y themed ones. Now we're just time.
Ooh, this is the fourth question that's five parts?
This is the third one.
Oh, okay.
Standard time or the 24-hour clock?
24 hours.
No, that's wrong.
No, it's absolutely right.
You're wrong.
There's so many systems that we have as humans that are really poor.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to that one.
For instance, months that are variable lengths.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, this makes sense. Why don't they just do 30 days?
Well, 28 would be better.
All right, 28.
28 has a bunch of strengths. I think I've covered it on the podcast probably a long time ago.
Really?
But it's, one, it's divisible by 7. So weeks go into it perfectly.
Yeah, months are equal.
Yep, all your months are equal. You can have 13 months of 28 mm-hmm. days, and it leaves one day left over.
Oh.
That day
is New Year's.
It's the purge day.
Oh, when all crimes are legal?
Yes. And you don't count it. It's not on the calendar. We don't even talk about
it. It's true. If something happens on purge day, it didn't happen in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then when purge day is over, you just pretend like everything that it didn't happen. Those people never existed.
But can you really not, like... Because, like, what if you did something to someone and then you go to work with them the next day and then, like, oh, God, I can't believe he just took a sledgehammer to my car yesterday.
That was a purge day.
I know, but, like, now you gotta, like, look the guy in the face all the time?
Yeah, until next purge day and then you get rid of him.
Oh, yeah, because you can murder them.
Yeah. But leap years, you get extra purge day.
Oh, you get two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 13 perfect months of 28 days. Everything's just way better.
I mean, I like the system. But going back to our standard
24-hour clock is great because you just always know where in the day you are. You don't need these extra two letters or one letter.
I know, but I can't do the math in my head.
Well, the problem is that they taught it to you in the first place.
I know. If I was probably taught the 24-hour system. Like,
you would agree that was better, which means it is better.
Well, I don't know. We don't know that.
I think too many things could have.
If I was taught that, maybe I'd be like, oh, God, I wish everything resetted in the middle of the day.
Yeah, maybe. I like counting to 12.
I really wish they just clear this slate right in the middle of the day and then we'll just start over.
Supposedly the 12-hour thing comes from counting your knuckles.
What?
On one hand.
That's 10 though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 6,
the knuckles.
7, 8,
the actual
9, 10,
individual
11, 12. Yeah, you count it with your thumb, I guess.
Oh, I see. But there's only two on your thumb.
But I don't know who. I don't really look it up to see how true that is, but it makes sense, I guess.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, you're wrong, but I'll give it to you anyways.
All right.
Because there's no points. It's not really a game.
Well, everybody knows it's right.
All right. Late at night or early in the morning?
Oh.
And there's. I got five follow ups. One.
I used to be a late at night person, but now I'm
just, so this is just in general.
Like what's better?
Yeah. Wait, hold that thought.
Okay.
Working out.
Is that a question?
Late at night or early in the morning?
Oh, each one applies. The framework is right. Late at night or early. Working out is better in the morning.
I agree. That's right.
Because it gives you endorphins.
Anything creative. I'm going with morning. But some people feel real creative.
I haven't moved it to the morning yet, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try it. Usually this stuff I do that's creative is late at night. But I'd like to think morning is the better time.
But what's your answer? You can't give the answer to morning if you've never done it.
I think part of creativity is being a rebel and right. Staying up late is rebellious.
I see.
So late at night.
Well, the next one is chilling.
Morning.
No, it's late at night.
Oh, I'm sleeping then.
No, you're chilling. And then you go to bed. flights.
Morning.
Mm.
You have to wake up early to get there, but once you do,
I think it depends. So if like I'm going West Coast.
Yeah.
If I'm going to there, I'd like to go in the morning. Because you're getting that, it doesn't take as long because of the time difference.
Because the earth moves with you.
Yeah. And you still have the day and you don't feel as tired. But coming back, that turns into a way longer flight.
Yeah.
Because of the time zone difference.
Yep.
Even though it's the same amount of time. But you're losing the hours.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do that at night. Then I just fall asleep, wake up.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose one or the other, I'd like to do night.
I don't like sleeping on a plane.
I don't sleep on a plane.
Oh. It's important to sleep.
But now I'm thinking, because I do like when they come around and you get a little coffee in the morning.
The crappy airplane coffee?
Yeah. I like the crappy airplane coffee.
Everything on a plane is worse.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like it. I like to give you little snacks that don't taste good.
Yeah. They just want to remind you that you're in a prison in the sky.
Sky prison. It will let you free when you get there.
And they put the little sign up that says, put your shackles on and don't get up until the shackle sign is off.
Yeah. And the last one is breakfast food.
Better at night.
I kind of agree with that. Because I love breakfast food.
Yeah.
But there's something kind of like disgusting about it. Like you like that would be a good drunk food.
Oh yeah.
Like I would rather eat that. Like I'd rather have a sausage, egg, and cheese than a bagel like at night than in the morning.
I feel like I live my day to work off the last time I had a breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm. So I can just enjoy that 10 minutes of eating a breakfast sandwich.
Right.
Because if I ate them all the time, it wouldn't be good.
Right.
I had one this morning. It was so good.
That's awesome. I didn't get one.
Oh.
For the first time.
Do you want to go get drunk and we'll get one?
No. All right, so now just in general, late at night or early in the morning?
I really like mornings lately.
Yeah. I caught you at morning time because you came back from Greece and your time's off.
Yeah, we've been slowly losing it, though, despite our best efforts. I don't know what it is. Maybe the chill in the air makes us...
Maybe.
Because it's like, we'll try to go to bed at real early, 8 o'clock, and still...
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, but we've been waking up later. I don't know what it is. Last night was hard to sleep because of the thunderstorm. Did that wake you up?
No. I don't. I sleep like a rock.
Oh, man. It was crazy thundering.
What time?
I don't know. Probably 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't remember that. I didn't even know it rained.
Oh, it was crazy. Maybe it was more North Brooklyn.
Maybe. All right. That's it. That's a show.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Sorry. Bye.
Sorry. Every episode has been sorry.
I'm apologizing because we didn't really end it on anything. See ya.